We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Faithful in Little Things, Part 4. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I have just read from the King James Version Bible. When it was time for Chief Ola to hand over the management of his great company to his children, he didn't reward them according to their age, but according to their wisdom and faithfulness in the assignments he had given them earlier. The ones who were not faithful hoped that they would get something, but the ones who were faithful knew that they were going to get something. The ones who weren't faithful dreaded the day their father would call them to give account for their management of his business, but the ones who were faithful longed for the day their father would call them to give account. Those who have truly been busy serving the Lord with their lives here on earth know in their spirits that their reward is being stored up for them. They know that they will be rewarded eternally because they have spent their lives serving the Lord faithfully. And they know that the one who they are serving is faithful and just. One of the ways to check if you are serving Christ with your life in truth is to check whether or not you long for his appearing. Those who are serving the Lord in truth will long for his appearing because they understand that his appearing will mark the beginning of their indescribable glory and reward. Go into today remembering that God will judge your every action in life. His judgment is because he wants to reward you for your work here on earth. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to give your life to Christ, you want to end the dominion of sin and Satan and sickness and disease over your life, and you want Jesus to become the Lord and ruler of your life, let's pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord Jesus, you will receive his salvation. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead on the third day when you died for my sins. Heavenly Father, please forgive my sins and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you do for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, congratulations. I will advise that you visit our website, which is streamglobe.org. And in that webpage, click on the menu there that says, Are You Saved? That will lead you to a webpage where you will find resources that will help you understand the faith and grow. There is a free audiobook on that webpage. Click on the links to download it. Listen to it. It will greatly help you. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Psalms chapter 128 to chapter 130.
Psalm 128, a song of ascents.
Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel.
Psalm 129, a song of ascents.
They have greatly oppressed me from my youth.
Let Israel say,
they have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long. But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked.
May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. Reapers cannot fill their hands with it, nor those who gather fill their arms. May those who pass by not say to them, the blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Psalm 130, a song of ascents.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption. He Himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.